Question is, when we are meditating, we can see these afflictive emotions arising, however, just not able to control them. And Rinpoche says, yes, 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 this also happens to me. Now that you are already noticing, aware of these afflictive emotions that are arising, already this is a very good sign in your meditation. There are many people that look, but they don't see them even. And then the student says, but I can't control these emotions. The more I look at them, the angrier I get. And Rinpoche says, yes, 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 isn't it? The more we look at the emotions, the more we want to get angry. The more we look, the more we want to get angry. This really is good reasoning, isn't it? I should be angry. And everybody else is laughing. And Rinpoche says, yes, 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 this really happens when we don't have a state of meditative concentration. It can be like this. Now that you have some experience in meditation, you can see these emotions. Many people don't even notice them. The emotion arises and they think, yes, yes, it's right that I should be angry, that I should complain, that I should shout, that I should reprimand. If I don't get angry, then it's meaningless. There's no blessing to this. The people feel like I don't exist. I must be angry. It's natural that I'm angry. This is what we call negative habits. And these negative habits then encourage us or just give us the energy to carry on being angry. In this case, when we are looking at the emotion and we're not able to control it or transform it, then we can pray to our Vajra Guru. We can pray to Guru Rinpoche Padmasambhava. This really is very useful. When I'm angry and I'm not able to apply the pith instruction, then what do? Earnestly, in a very loud voice, pray to the Vajra Guru. And then it seems to pass. Praying to our Vajra Guru is also a type of meditative concentration. Really, it's a blessing. Really, we have these very auspicious arising causes with the Guru. When we are praying to the Guru like this, maybe then we don't have meditative concentration, but what we have is maybe a mind of repentance. Rinpoche, over so many years, has taught me so much auspicious Dharma and pith instructions, and now an afflictive emotion arises and I'm not able to handle it. I really repent. And when we have this repentance, then within our mind, then this emotion passes. When this mind of repentance arises, then this negative emotion disappears. And this is also a very useful method. This is also very good. Pray to the Guru. Repent. It is because we haven't repented that today we have so many of these arrogant habits. As soon as we repent, this arrogance will also disappear. This really is a very good practice. Gradually train in it. It's not like we do it once and it's always successful. What works in this way? Train in it again and again and again. Continuously practice it. Practice the pith instructions. Pray to the Guru. Often make aspirations. Use the energy of all these methods in terms of our practice. And in doing this, then the energy of practice will return.